32GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32GI. Trusted sports nutrition advisors.
This is 32GI Sports Nutrition. I'm Mr. Active David Katz, and it's a great pleasure once again to introduce an inspirational athlete and endurance nut, Johan Joubert. Johan, thanks for joining us. And let's just start. Traditionally, you're a cyclist. Where did your sort of cycling journey start?
And David, I started cycling in 2004 at the age of 32. I was a bit overweight and unfit. So that's basically where I started. Sort of early 2005, I decided to start racing in the vets category. I think I took on cycling. Cycling was like second nature to me, so I really enjoyed it from there.
How did that progression go for you from being sort of, you know, just getting on a bike to being getting up to a vet level and being competitive?
I think, the key for me was consistency. In 2005, when I started racing in the vets category, a lot of my friends said, why don't I just give it a bit of a gap and see how things go, as opposed to, starting and racing in the vets category. Because I love the sport so much and I took to cycling so quickly, I decided, let me get into the hot water quickly and, progress from there. But yeah, just a bit of background, in 2006, had a great year, and 2007, I won the GZN Road Cycling League in my age group, podium both in the time trial and the road race.
Now, in South Africa, unfortunately, we don't have a lot of professional teams. I mean, we've got BCX at the moment, road cover sort of folded end of last year. We see it happening, in the women's teams as well. But the vets category, that seems to be sort of maintain a certain amount of strength and is extremely competitive, isn't it?
Absolutely. If I think back now, from about 2010, I think, we started getting, the likes of Jacques Foulard, and up to, after Nick White, retired from, it was then what, Medscheme. Those guys are all racing in our vets category, which has really, uplifted, the level of vet cycling, in South Africa. And if we look at, our top times, in vet racing compared to, I'm talking about the bigger races, 94 and Amashova and those kind of races, the gaps between the vets and the elite riders, isn't as big as what it was, say, 10, maybe 12 years ago, and which makes it great, so it's better for us as well, it lifts our game.
Talk to me now about roads sort of versus mountain biking. And, of course, in South Africa, the last 10 to 15 years, mountain biking's become massive. And sadly, I think it's not in a bad way, but maybe from a safety perspective, it seems to be pulling a lot more of the youth towards mountain biking as opposed to road cycling in South Africa. But there is still a space for both disciplines, isn't there?
No, absolutely. I think it was around about 2010, the time we lived in Limpopo, I started doing my endurance rides on the mountain bike because of the dangers, because the road started getting busier, you get a couple of close calls. So, I'm better on the road, racing, but I do most of my training on the mountain bike. I think it makes you mountain biking, you know, training wise makes you strong, but there's definitely, I agree with you, you know, mountain biking is growing. If I had to encourage, you know, my children to take part, I would rather say, listen, you go for mountain biking because of the risks of road cycling on the road. You know, even in Tsukuna, you know, we've got limited, you know, roads where we can, you know, where we can train on. So we try and avoid, you know, riding certain times and certain roads just for our own safety.
Yeah, sad reality of life, and not just a South African problem. I think it's a global problem at the moment.
Absolutely. And, you know, we've got to play our part too. And, you know, we're all road users and we've all got to take care and be courteous, you know.
Yeah, and let's go back now to when you started. You said it was sort of to lose a bit of weight, you know. Did there a sort of, along with your cycling, was there a shift in the way you sort of, your diet worked? Was it twofold?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I got to a stage, you know, where I lost about 10 kilos. I was about 20 kilos overweight. And yeah, about a year later, you know, I started cutting. I was a sugar junkie, so, you know, I loved chocolate and cake and that kind of thing. So I had to cut back. Tried, you know, a couple of, you know, way less and stuff like that, but that was just torture. but I think, you know, about 3 years ago, that's when, you know, my nutrition really took a turn for the best, you know, because previously I was on, you know, on that low fat, high carb, and everything was, you know, prior to a race or a long ride or a long run, you know, carbo loading. But, you know, as soon as I changed my diet to more real food diet, you know, cutting out the processed stuff and sticking to, you know, getting my carbs in with veg and, you know, and fruit, the sugar and stuff like that, and cutting out the process and the cakes and the sweets and the sugar and the coffee. And it's really made not just a difference in my overall being, but performance-wise and recovery, you know, it's made a huge difference.
Now, is that an important thing sort of as a middle-aged man? I mean, you know, there are these fantastic diets out there and there's these fads, but when it comes down to it, it's all about sort of natural eating or, you know, trying to stay away, as you said, from refined foods. I mean, is that a good experience and a knowledge that you would pass on to other people to say, look, this does work. This is the sort of, look, everyone's different, but this is a good way of doing it. And I'm a prime example.
Absolutely. You know, I think it's, you know, it goes back to trial and error, you know. You know, you try a lot of, even with your training, but absolutely, you know, a lot of my friends know what I do and I like to pass it on. You know, a lot of guys tend to keep their secrets close to the chest, but, you know, I would rather pass it on, and especially to the younger guys, you know, the juniors and younger folk that I train with, you know, not to make the same mistakes I made.
32 GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32 GI. Trusted sports nutrition advisors.